Gentrification has been on the minds of people around Birmingham, especially these days with the mayoral and city council elections coming up on August 22nd. Today, we talk with Alabama Media Group columnist John Archibald about it. John, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
John, Birmingham Mayor William Bell recently announced he's forming a gentrification task force. What's your understanding of what this task force will do?
Well, it's set up to study the effects of gentrification. And frankly, it's gotten to be quite large, where he's taken in people, you know, with the business interests, with development interests, with community interests, with neighborhood interests and all that. So it's gotten quite large. So, you know, my understanding of task forces, ultimately, when they get to that point, they don't necessarily do a lot, but it certainly speaks right now of his intent to make it appear that he's addressing this issue.
And, you know, it's not that surprising given how big gentrification has become as far as a topic of discussion. We're hearing it at town halls. We're hearing it at forums around the election. What are people saying?
Well, there are a lot of people who, well, the chief argument is among people in the neighborhoods is that certain neighborhoods are getting more attention than others. Avondale, of course, Lakeview, Southtown moving is a big deal. There's a lot of talk about Inslee. They're not necessarily identifying gentrification when they talk about gentrification. Gentrification is really complicated. It involves people getting moved out because they can't pay their rents or they can't afford to be there. And what we have here really isn't genuine gentrification. What we have is that people are mad that some neighborhoods are getting attention while others are different. And it's just a different issue.
And, you know, during an election season, it's an issue that naturally you might hear politicians talk a little bit about. I mean, you have to wonder, is this something that is legitimately concerning, or is this something that candidates might sort of use just to win votes?
Well, it's clearly concerning to a lot of people out there, but it hasn't really been that concerning to the mayor, I don't think. He's just been trying to get a development, and, you know, he's been supportive of the development downtown and those sorts of things. The question is a great, and it is a result sort of this rift we've seen between the mayor and the council, because the council, who represents people in districts, are far more attuned to that notion that people in the neighborhood are upset that downtown and other areas are getting more support. You know, ultimately, it becomes a question of are we opposed to fixing up neighborhoods, or are we is the problem that we just don't fix up enough of them?
You bring up a lot of issues in your column tied to gentrification: race, inequality. You point out some of the challenges that Black-owned businesses face. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, and the most recent data available in 2012, the U.S. Census basically puts the number of Black-owned businesses in Birmingham, in Jefferson County, because they didn't do Birmingham, that had employees at 4% of all the businesses. And the gross revenues and the are even less than that, which, you know, really puts in perspective how difficult it is. But when you look at a broader picture, when you look at the state of Alabama, for instance, the number of Black-owned businesses with employees is only 3%. And so you can really start to see that that's a problem. But then when you look even farther and see that 3% in Alabama is enough to rank ninth best in the nation, you start to see that this is a big, large picture that's not just about Birmingham or Alabama or the South, but a real problem.
I mean, what place, if any, does the local government have in this whole gentrification debate?
Well, in my view, most of what has been done in the areas that have really improved, and we always point to Avondale here, involves more about people who have private investment, who have taken a risk in those places. The problem becomes, you know, those people tend to be people with capital. Those people tend to be white people. And access to capital for Black people who want to invest in their communities is a lot harder to come by. So in my view, that's the real issue. You should not attack the people in the neighborhoods who can grow, who have shown, I mean, because they have been able to do it, we should work to get more capital to people who can improve in other places.
Well, there's something like 30 people tapped for this task force. We'll see how much that many people are able to get done, huh?
Right. We've been in those sort of meetings before, and good luck to them.
John Archibald is a columnist with Alabama Media Group. You can hear him every Thursday on 90.3 WBHM. John, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.